Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're continuing to make our way through the Acts of the Apostles in the last few days, really this whole week so far. We've been talking about the amazing story in chapter 11 of the Acts of the Apostles, actually 10 and 11, the conversion of Cornelius and his household, which means what? The gospel, the gift of the Holy Spirit, baptism, salvation is now extended for the first time to the non-Jewish world, that is to the Gentile world. And it happened through St. Peter. That's how it all began. We know Paul will be the main preacher to the Gentiles in many ways, but clearly Peter was the key figure here that God used. And I won't go through the whole story again. I've done it almost twice, the whole story here this week. If you haven't had a chance to hear it, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can download the radio program on whatever device you have, or download the Renewal Ministries app, and you can listen to the program anytime, Sister Ann Shield's program, and all the other things that we're providing at Renewal Ministries, really to encourage and to build you up. All those who are listening, YouTube videos, our television programs, Choices We Face, articles, a whole range of things that are there for free for you. And we would really welcome your prayers and helping us spread this word, helping us spread the program so it continues to get to a broader grouping of people. If you've been blessed by it, pass it on. So I ended in the section where Cornelius and his whole household, those who are with him, other soldiers, family members, his wife and everyone is listening. And Cornelius is saying to him, okay, Peter, what word do you have for us? So Peter basically proclaims clearly the kerygma, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that he preached the kingdom of God, that he revealed the Father. He called people to repentance and to come into the kingdom, that he was crucified, he died, and he rose again, and he's at the right hand of the Father, and he's poured out the Holy Spirit. And now he's calling all men and women everywhere to respond to God's offer of salvation by repenting and coming to the waters of baptism so that their sins may be forgiven and they might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit to become children of God and to enter into the full life that the Lord has for us and into his mission, into his body. So what's very interesting is as Peter is saying this to them and calling them to repentance and reminding them that there is no other name under heaven and earth by which a human being can receive salvation, being saved from hell for heaven, being brought from death to life, from darkness to light, being born again, becoming a child of God, entering into the family of God and becoming a member of the body of Christ, the church. There's no other way for that to happen, you know, in terms of what we're responsible for as human beings. Now, God can save someone and shed light to someone that you see even in Cornelius. He was on the way, but it is interesting that even though Cornelius knew God, that he was a man of serious prayer who feared the Lord, who it says all Israel, leaders of Israel respected this man. He probably prayed in synagogues and the rest of it. But guess what? That didn't save him. What saved him and why the Lord wanted to give it to him, because it was the gift we all need to enter into the family of God, to be born again by water and the Spirit. Cornelius needed this gift of the Holy Spirit. He needed it to be baptized in the Spirit. And he was baptized, you know, the Holy Spirit fell on him and his whole household. And again, we ended yesterday. The dynamic is beautiful. So Peter and those who are with Peter are there. And as Peter's testifying to what I just said, bearing witness to the truth about Jesus, the historical facts, the message of Jesus and who he is, the Holy Spirit falls on the household of Cornelius, on these Gentiles. Now, Peter and some of those with him understood, because the same thing happened to them. Beginning for Peter, and maybe some of these who were present there, I don't know, on the day of Pentecost, if they were actually there and experienced it themselves on that day with Peter, as Peter went out and began to preach to people. But the point is, they were shocked. The actual phrase here, those of the circumcised, that is the Jews that were with Peter, were amazed. This is a word, you know, regularly used to describe Jesus, these kinds of words, and the working of what God was doing in the apostles in the outbreak of the kingdom of God. He said they were amazed. Why were they amazed? They've heard Peter preach that before. They saw Peter raise people from the dead. They saw Peter bring healing and the rest of it. Why were they amazed about this? Because the gift of the Holy Spirit fell upon, was poured out even on the Gentiles, the outpouring, the plunging of their lives into the Spirit. You see, even though it was the Holy Spirit leading Cornelius and his household, it was really the grace of God that was working in Cornelius, but he was responding to it. That's why he was a man who feared the Lord. But this is God's saving plan for the human race, that they have their sins forgiven, they be baptized, and they be baptized fully in the Holy Spirit. And then they were amazed, and they said, how did they know the Holy Spirit fell on them? Because they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. It's exactly what happened on the day of Pentecost. Jesus said it would happen that way. And it's one of the graces of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our time, the last 100 years in the world, what you might call the charismatic dimension of the church's mission and expression of her life has been witnessed through the charismatic renewal and other kind of movements in the life of the church. And so, again, they're speaking in tongues, and this was something St. Paul talked about, the prayer language, and the rest we could speak about. I'll speak about at some point down the road here. But they knew, therefore, that the Holy Spirit fell precisely because these people, these Gentiles, spoke in tongues as they were extolling God. Then Peter declared, can anyone forbid water for baptizing these people who've received the Holy Spirit just as we have? So here Peter sees, and his eyes are opened clearly to what God is doing, and he's responding to him, and then they were baptized. People say, well, wait a minute. He's already God-fearing, and the Holy Spirit's already touching their lives. Why do they need to be baptized? Because Jesus said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And what happens in baptism? Your life is applied. Your whole life, basically, the cross of Jesus Christ is applied to your life, is a better way to say it. The saving blood, the saving act of salvation that Jesus did for us is applied to our lives, and we die with Jesus. As Paul says, the old man, the fleshly man, the sinful identity, the sinful destiny, the dominion of darkness that's on people's lives needs to be broken, and sins need to be forgiven. And we need to then be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And the life of Jesus is given to us, and we're born again by water and the Spirit. Now, Peter stayed with him for a few days. That's a big deal. It was something that was unlawful. It says Palestinian Jews went to great lengths to avoid social contact with Gentiles. They generally declined both their hospitality and their food for fear of legal defilement. Peter's actions were naturally criticized by conservative Jewish believers. So, now we get into this part of the story in chapter 11, where the word goes out about what happened with Peter. It says, now the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. Like the word, the buzz went out. Like, wow, you know, they received the word of God. They accepted the gospel, the good news. And verse 2, it says, so when Peter went up to Jerusalem, whenever you go anywhere from any direction in Israel, you're going up to Jerusalem. You say, right? The circumcision party criticized him. That is, those among the believing Jews who were circumcised. They criticized Peter. Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them? Basically, why did you violate the purity laws that we have? Why do you violate this? Peter, what were you doing? And verse 4, Peter says, but Peter began to explain to them in order. I was in the city in Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. Something descending, like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. Now, I just find this interesting that they're not really surprised that a sign and a wonder is happening, because they know now that the Lord said he was going to do these things among them, and it would accompany them and help them. It's supposed to happen in our lives, too. In different ways. not just exactly like this maybe, but some ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us, leads us, prompts us, and visions, signs and wonders, prophecy. You know, Peter on the day of Pentecost said, this is what's happening in the last hour of human history, that period of time between the two comings of Jesus, his first coming as a lamb to lay down his life for the salvation of the world, and his second coming, when he will come to judge the living and the dead, and the full revelation of his authority, his kingship, his might, his rule, his dominion will be revealed. Verse 7, and I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, no, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But the voice answered a second time from heaven, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. Verse 10, this happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were and sent for me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. The Spirit told me. It's the Holy Spirit who's the first missionary of the church. It's the Holy Spirit sent by the Lord. You know, we're caught up in what the theologians, you know, in the church have called the Trinitarian missions. The mission of the church is not, we're not just like an NGO organization doing good. Let's get politically together. Let's get movers and shakers to be with us. Let's get the money. Let's start fixing the world and helping people. And we got it. We got it. No, that's not what it is. The church is born of the Spirit. It's the very mission of the only Savior of the world, the King, Jesus, who sent the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Anointed One. And it's the Spirit who leads, who prompts, who inspires. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. So Peter was obedient to the Spirit. These six brethren also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and saying, send to Joppa and bring Simon called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, and you and all your household. You get it? Again, I just have to underline this. The angel that appeared to Cornelius is saying, God has heard your prayer. He was a righteous man who gave alms, who actually prayed in Jewish synagogues. He was never circumcised. He's not brought in, but he's praying. And he's acknowledged that by that. But what does the angel say? Send to Joppa and bring Simon called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household. He was not yet saved. He wasn't brought into the kingdom. He wasn't born again by water and the Spirit. He hadn't had all of his sins forgiven. It's the same today. This will be the case until Jesus comes again. Everybody needs salvation. Everybody needs to hear the good news and say yes to it and repent for the forgiveness of sins and be baptized. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord who said, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to stand in the way of what God was doing? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance unto life. Wow. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
In the Scripture, Jesus' teaching on the conditions of salvation is consistent, urgent, and pervasive. Friends, I'd like to offer you Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? The booklet unpacks several gospel passages so we can find and stay on the narrow path that leads to eternal life. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE. That's renewalministries.net/FOE.